Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, good morning to you as well. Early morning crew, we appreciate you. Rain is likely out of here today. Clouds still lingering and highs in the low to mid 50s. It is, I don't know, get pushing mid-May. Can we wake up? Can it be 65, 75? What, I mean, we're in May. I'm over this. It's been like this since October.
I'm pretty sure my 12-year-old son, Max, will never play another baseball game. Every single one is getting canceled because of the rain. It's been crazy. The fields are in terrible shape.
We were going to do some field reports.
Oh.
And bring them back.
No.
You can't even, you have to make it up.
I know.
How was this field? Wet. Star 102.
Yeah.
How was this one? Soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Star 102. The field reports where you bring the real information, the bathrooms and the snacks and everything else.
Can you bring your dog?
Game shame. That's fine. Who won? Who lost? You're excited. It's all about the field report.
We're in Medina Friday night. We'll see. I don't know if we'll go. I don't know. I haven't looked ahead at the forecast. Nate keeps saying it'll probably get canceled anyway, but I think he's just being snarky.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I keep looking ahead because that the Zach Bryan show is at Huntington Bank Field. My daughter, big fan. We're going to go.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night. And it looks like it's mid-60s, but there's these scattered showers. I know we're whatever 3 or 4 days away from that now, but this is kind of the time when you start looking at the forecast. It's like, oh, please don't. There's no way to get around it.
Do you wish it was a matinee?
I do not wish it was a matinee.
Oh, you are excited for an evening show.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I was just asking.
Matinee show.
I don't know. Wouldn't that be nice?
No, it wouldn't be nice.
What? Nice afternoon concert?
Not even the singers want that. You remember how many times we'd have singers come in? It wasn't maybe a matinee, but for a morning show?
Yes.
And they're just like, yeah.
Right.
Oh, thanks for being here. They were not ready at all. I'm ready for this.
We take one guess a day. Who do you think he is? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to take that guess.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope this morning?
Hulk Hogan?
Good guess. It's not Hulk Hogan.
It's not Hulk Hogan. But Hulk Hogan has been guessed, which means we need one more name. 216-343-1021. One more guess. Dead guy in the envelope on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Good. We did not get a guess. We did have a guess for Hulk Hogan, but Hulk Hogan's on the list, so we're trying to stay away from names that are already on the list. I understand that's tough to do as the list grows, but we would love your guess.
I don't think it's been guessed yet, but how about Michael Stanley?
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not Michael Stanley.
Not Michael Stanley. And it is a new name. We will add that to the list, and we'll continue the game tomorrow morning, 6:05 EMCs on Star 102. I was really trying to think of a bucket to put this in. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. And the best thing that I could come up this week was this show has issues.
So many.
Between my back, and I'll talk about my chiropractic visit yesterday, my first one ever.
Oh my gosh, Stevie and I have so many questions after we...
Yeah, you can bring them.
Did we thoroughly prepare you? That's what I'm going to ask now. That's all I'm going to ask you now.
You did thoroughly prepare me.
Oh, look at that. You thought we were being dramatic.
The listeners. Yeah, you didn't let me finish. That called up and were helpful.
Shoot.
Not the scare tactics of my coworkers.
We were not scaring you.
A little bit.
We were sharing our experience.
So, between that and Stevie's mouth...
Oh my...
We have got a week planned. Mm. We have a week in store for you.
Very medical. You're on the Jen and Tim Show.
There's no pressure, but you need to have something wrong with you real quick.
Yeah. Well, I can't hear most of the time out of my right ear, so we got that going.
That's a consistent thing. Exactly. I don't know. If you could drudge up something new, I don't know.
Sure. We'll see.
Hey, take a misstep somewhere. Whatever. You need to catch up with us. You need to catch up with us. Stevie, Jen needs some issues.
No, I've got plenty. Don't worry. I'll make up a few.
All right. You'll get that. So we'll hit one of the issues coming up at 7:10.
All right. The Ohio primary was yesterday. Did your school levy pass? That's in 60 seconds. It's 46 degrees in Independence. Today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Yesterday, the Ohio primary. Candidates for Ohio governor this year will be Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy. Former Senator Sherrod Brown won the Ohio Democratic primary for U.S. Senate and will face off again John Husted. School levies, Lakewood and Solon passed. Independence, Strongsville and Parma failed. If you're flying Delta, you might not get a snack anymore.
All we get are wheels and seats. They're taking everything from us. Wheels and seats.
Wheels.
Wheels and seats. I saw this yesterday, and I thought it was a non-story, as in it wasn't a credible source. And then I went to a couple of other sources. I said, now we don't get snacks on Delta?
Well, it's only if you're going 350 miles or less.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I still think we deserve a pretzel.
And you know what I should have looked up? What is a 350-mile flight? Like, how far?
I thought they said from Charlotte to here was 400 miles when we had a connection.
That. And that was
don't
only...
quote me on that, but I feel like it was like, we have, attention, we have 400 miles.
Well, we were over the cusp.
We would only have like got half pretzels. Of a snack.
Oh,
like,
half.
They would actually put the pretzels in half. By the way, those biscuits that they give us.
Oh, those are tasty.
Those smack.
Those
I'm glad my wife didn't like them.
Mm-hmm. You got all of them?
Yeah, she said, do you want to have one of these? I sure do.
The Biscoff?
Oh,
there?
My
yeah.
goodness.
That's good.
American, you're bringing it.
Yeah, that
don't
was
take
nice.
Those away from us.
All right, if you're going, please don't.
An adult biscuit.
Did you ask for extra?
No, because I had some from my wife. I felt bad.
Oh, because she
was like,
them.
I didn't want to go, yeah, a third pack? I mean, let's you know, then really bring
well,
fat
there were
into
two
life.
Flights each way. I didn't know if you got, like, someone each one.
Oh,
or
no, no, no. Yeah, I just had mine, and then, like I said, my wife did not
save
want
for
part
later.
Of that.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good call.
If you have a vacation planned for the Outer Banks this year, good luck. A massive 13-foot great white shark named Breton is being tracked off the North Carolina coast. I read this, and I thought, everybody goes to the Outer Banks.
Too cute of a name for a massive shark.
Breton?
Yeah. Please rename the shark. EMCs, DM us. What should a 13-foot shark on the Outer Banks? We need a new name. I'm not calling it Breton. That's a beaut. Breton?
Yeah. Well, it's one T. Breton?
Yeah.
Breton?
No, Breton.
Breton.
Is it
no,
an
I don't
English
know.
Shark?
I know. It does feel like it needs to be more like,
Yeah.
Jawsy.
Give us a name. Give us a good name. Maybe it's an ex-boyfriend.
By the way, he's 1,400 pounds.
No, that doesn't work.
Brad Peterson the shark?
Yeah.
No.
Pointy Peterson?
That's it.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is Jenna Tim Show. Producer Stevie talking through the pain. We'll get to Stevie on the socials.
Do you guys ever have a tough time trying to figure out where you're going for dinner or what's for dinner? Or, like, if you're going on a date night, like, where you should go?
Yes!
Well, there's
because I want to try to find something new a lot of times because there are great places. I live in Mentor. There's great places all over. Westlake and Rocky River and Parma and you name it. There are some great restaurants. If you can support local, that's great as well. And then I feel like that I've hit them all. And I haven't, but
yes.
I always need a different suggestion where it's like, okay, I'm going to go here and it's fantastic and I love it and that's great. And if I have, and I have a go-to dish and that's great or making something different at home. And my wife usually makes a lot of the food, but there's lots of, you know, especially my daughter of late just all of a sudden wants to like help in the kitchen. So I think, well, I would like to make different things in the kitchen. So every day I feel like this is a battle, you know, for me personally anyway.
This might help you. This trend that's going on right now, it's a way you can figure out what to eat without the person telling you.
Oh, I'm excited to hear this.
That is good news that I think we all need coming up in 4 minutes.
A lot of couples have a hard time picking out where they should go to dinner. I feel like that's a decision that's so hard to make, figuring out what to eat, whether it's going out to eat or making something at home. Well, there's this trend on TikTok that people started doing, and you basically say, you say to the person, guess where I'm taking you for dinner tomorrow, and then you have them guess, and then you'll be like, you know, the place you're always talking about, so that they say it, and then that's how you know where to go.
Oh, it's like a little subtle trick.
Yes, like you're doing reverse psychology. You could even do this for, like, what to make for dinner. Like, oh, like, you know, what sounds good. Like, you know, you just got to, like, cue them in so they reveal it, but not realize that they're revealing it.
How do I do
let's
that?
Let's role play this. Yeah, how does that work?
Well, I was going to say, how do I do that for a meal at home? Because it turns out every day people want to eat, and you got to make a new meal
every day.
They never
stop.
They eat every day.
Basically, would say
and they eat a lot.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight?
Ooh, what? Steak and baked potato?
No, you can't reveal it right away.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's try
what?
It again. No, I'm serious because I did see this on TikTok. I thought it was great, but
we need
to role play.
Someone practice with me.
Guess where I'm taking you? Or guess what I'm making for dinner tonight?
What, Stevie?
You know that thing you love?
Steak and potatoes.
Yes.
A uniform answer. I could eat that every day. I could eat a meat and potato
spaghetti
every day.
Spaghetti and meatballs?
We need to role play with somebody else.
I know, I think I'm not.
216-343-1021. We need at least one person to call to see if this works. Like to just role play this a little because we have to be able to execute this at home, right?
What
matters. One person. 216-343-1021. We need your help. We got to try this again. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So what was today, Stevie, on the socials? It was fantastic. And we need to try this at home.
Tricking your partner to pick where you're eating at. So basically you say, hey, guess where we're going for dinner? And you see where they say.
Try it with Tim, since I wasn't good at it.
Hey, guess where we're going for dinner?
Where?
Your favorite place.
Great Scott Tavern.
That's a problem.
Closed.
That's not going to work.
Well, you got to pick somewhere open, you know, the movie that has reservations open.
I am going to try this later on because it is so indecisive on what the plan is. or what. And I try because I just want to go wherever. I don't care. I will eat anything. I mean, I truly will. Yeah. I tried a bajillion things where we're giving away trips to Jamaica. I tried to go to every single restaurant, try something different, even if it was the same restaurant, because they had this unbelievable restaurant right in the sand, right on the water. So we went there a few times, but I said to myself, okay, I'm going to try a bunch of different things. So I don't really care, but I feel like it always goes back to the same places, which is fine, but I want to go out somewhere else.
I feel like your marriage situation is a great test for this thing. Yeah. So you should try it and see.
Report back to us.
Yeah, yeah. We need to know.
I just need her to branch out. Like, I wonder if it's just going to be the same place all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your favorite place? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to try. It's worth a shot.
I look forward to what happens.
I don't know
if you'll get what you want out of it, but I will be curious how it plays out.
Go to your favorite place. Or it'll be Marble Room. It'll cost me a couple hundred bucks. It backfired. Thanks a lot for that, Stevie, on the socials.
Well, at least you know it'll be delicious.
A nice environment.
That's
right.
Fair.
There
you
go.
That's good. Yeah, try it. If you try it, definitely, take a video or something like that, and we would love to see it.
Game one for the Cavs last night. What happened? That's in 60 seconds.
Smacked.
It was a loss for the Cavs last night in Detroit. Final score of game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, 111-101. They will play game two tomorrow night in Detroit.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show.
Yeah, okay. We need to hear about yesterday.
What about yesterday?
You went to the chiropractor, and we talked to you about it. Stevie and I did a very good job preparing you for what to expect.
Horrible!
We need to know. We have so many questions. We're very worried about your health and your back. It's been an issue for a while. I want to know if they used the clicky-doo pen on you. I want to know if they used the zapper thing on you. We want to know. Listen, you got to detail this whole thing. You got to tell us everything that happened yesterday. And do you feel better? What's the next step? What's wrong with you? Did they figure that out?
Here was their help before, if you missed yesterday.
There's cracking, and then some of them have those like little poker things.
They're going to do that machine where they like smash the thing down. It makes big noise.
Those are supposed to be two of my coworkers and friends.
We were trying to prepare you for what was to come.
Pull me like a piece of taffy in each direction. Some type
Did
of
they
drop
do
floor.
That?
Oh, I'll answer your questions. Producer Stevie, I know once in too. It is 3 minutes away. Chump Tui at 7:35. Coming up next, three things you need to know.
No.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Did they use the clicky pen thing?
No.
Did they use
I went to the chiropractor yesterday for the first time. Anybody that missed it yesterday. People that were listening just wanted to kind of follow up on it. Obviously, I've never been there before. The appointment was, later in the show, to be perfectly honest. I've had some issues over the last 2 weeks. I had lower back pain, and now it is not going away, and it's on my hip, down the leg.
It's not great for you, and we're very worried about you.
It's not great.
Stevie and I tried to prep you yesterday. Mm-hmm. She also did they put the zappy things on you?
They did.
Oh,
those are relatively delightful. Because
how high
you had
did you to, go? Didn't you have to like tell
well,
them how
the
high
thing.
To go?
Here's the thing: it's a little bit of a challenge. Because I think to myself, and once again, this is a first timer, and they talked me through everything, and I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed the place that I went to, and I nerves are certainly a part of it. Anytime you go to something like this, at least it was for me. So talking me through the process was great, and in the lower back. So he put the nodes, whatever they're called, like on my back and on my side, and told me that we're going to get to a level, and when it kind of becomes not uncomfortable, but when it starts to get there, let him know, and then he'll stop there. I think to myself, do I try to be tough and go to the?
What's the level
I'm trying to go to here?
You can't max it out. You can't max it out.
Right. So how high can I go on this thing? Let's see if I can push this. But I know whatever the level is, it's going to stay there, right? It's going to be there for us. So I think to myself, I'm going to be honest on this one and stop at a certain level. But then you start getting used to it. And then he comes back in after a few minutes. Okay. We're going to go up a couple of other notches. Then leaves for a couple minutes, comes back in, goes up another couple of notches. Oh. That wasn't bad. I kind of like that. I'll do that right now.
Oh,
that wasn't. Did,
See, we told you.
You didn't. You scared me. You said it was, you said
I
they
said
tased my
it.
Back.
Stevie said it was like
I
a little massage.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
She
I
did.
Take it back.
Then
I did too.
Yeah. I don't know, you were had a different
yeah. Jen said I'll combust.
It wasn't my favorite thing. I didn't
Why?
Love that.
Why? It was pretty relaxing.
I don't know. I feel like it just makes it feel like pins and needles, and I didn't like that sensation.
I can understand that.
What was the other thing you asked him about yesterday?
The drop table.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't get a drop table?
I took a quick video of the table I was on. I just sent it to Boss Chase, though. I didn't send it to you, too, because I figured to make it on socials.
First of all, you ignored my text for hours yesterday.
I did. I wanted to cause the drama.
I asked you how are you doing, and you didn't answer.
I was really still face down when you asked.
Listen, we need so many questions. So what did they do to you? Can you talk us through the appointment?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So... It's the first time in, so there's a lot of questions on what's been going on. So I'm trying to answer those questions to the best of my ability. They put you, you know, face down on the table. That's when they did the kind of the electronic probe type of thing. So I think they kind of started with that to relax the muscles back, you know. And, then there was,
Did they bring out the neck strap?
They didn't bring out the neck strap!
What do you mean, then there was, What was that?
Well, there was... manipulation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh. How do you make that sound weird?
I believe that's what it's called, isn't it?
I don't know.
Manipulation.
Is that next?
It is. Manipulation.
Stop saying it like that.
It's Star 102. Good favorite. How am I saying it?
You're saying it weird.
How am I saying it weird?
Say it again.
Manipulation.
Exactly. Yeah. You get really close to the mic.
I want to make sure people hear me.
Yeah, and you bend down.
I want to make sure they hear me from afar.
Your voice goes a little deeper.
I can't bend down that much.
I know you can't, but you do. When you try to get dramatic with a word, you do a little bend. And even though your back hurts, you're
maybe I should report that to my chiropractor.
Okay.
Did you tell him about the twerking?
Manipulation.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell him how you twerk a lot?
We're not there in our relationship.
And did you tell him how when you scream Browns, how you do the twerking thing?
We're
and
not
the barking?
There in our relationship.
That has to do with your back pain, so it's good for him to know.
I can't do any of that now.
Can you get him on the phone?
So they probably. He's actually a super nice guy.
Tell us how they.
Like, I would have a drink with this guy. Talk about vacations. I told him about Jamaica. Entire thing. Yeah.
So they zapped you first.
Yeah, they zapped me first.
And then what? Tell us about the manipulation.
Manipulation.
I said it for you.
Okay. Then he told me, all right, this is your first time, so we're gonna take it easy on you. And I said, you know what, sir? You're a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Put me on my side in a certain position. I'm laying down.
Oh, like, you have to like bend your leg
side.
Up?
Yeah, and you have to. One thing I'm not used to, you know, when you go to your primary or something, they're not real touchy. Like, it is touchy. I mean, they have to manipulate. And they even tell you, it's if you've not been here, they move you around, right? So I have to move around the waist, moving around, my arm over here, whatever.
Did it hurt?
And then I feel a little.
What is that motion?
What? Okay. That's a little something. Then I'll go to my right side. I felt...
Stop it.
So then I felt that, and it was very easy. It didn't hurt. It was just a little bit. He was being very, very gentle.
Did you hear a pop?
I did not hear a pop. I was waiting for it. It was like, take that deep breath and exhale. Now I know what's about to happen.
Did you pop at all? I don't like
no,
that.
No, I did not. Oh. I did not at all on
either
side.
So they only did the leg bending side thing? Then did they do any pressing down when you were
they
like
did.
Flat?
They did. I have exercises that I have to do. I have to do like these knee to chest exercises. I have to do these other things. I'm supposed to sit not on a chair that's like a harder chair as opposed to a softer chair. It's good to be moving around. I shouldn't be lifting weights. Like it's an entire thing. And in both of these times, what stinks is, of course, I think when I go in, like when I went to my primary before Jamaica and I got those, you know, I got medicine and I think it's gone.
Right.
And it doesn't happen. And then even yesterday I thought, oh, it's probably a crack here and there, a little zap here and there and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a process because it could be, you know, at this point in time, it could be several things.
So there is one thing they do at the chiropractor that I find terrifying. And I didn't bring it up to you yesterday because I didn't even because I didn't want you to be thinking about it. Because Stevie and I were trying to prepare you, and I'm very curious if they did this to you.
So we'll
did
talk
they do anything terrifying?
No, but we. I have to go back. I don't need to. I don't want now. All of a sudden, it's okay. I have to go back Friday.
Oh, I forgot. Do you not want me to tell you this part?
You tell me, man.
Yeah.
You tell me what it is, and I'm going to tell you the test that I failed.
Oh God.
Oh, I failed badly, man. Okay, so you get to the scary part, and I'll tell you the test I failed.
I feel bad because you're going back, and I don't even want to prepare you for that. It's so terrible when they do this. They go so that you're laying on the table, and you're laying on your back, and they take your head in their hands, like the weight of your head. They're holding your head very gently.
Sounds lovely so far.
Mm-hmm. And it seems gentle, and it seems great. And they're like, all right, just relax. And then out of nowhere, bam, they turn your neck real hard and real fast to one side and it cracks.
Do they really?
They did for me.
They do. It's awful. After it's done, it's fine. Like you, because it cracks, and then they do it both ways, and then they'll do it, and then he like tries to trick you into like relaxing your head, because of course you're like all tense, like holy crap, what just happened to my neck? And then they go the other way.
I went when I was in high school, so my mom was in the room because I was a minor, and she was looking scared for her life because this man has my head in his hands. Run wrong move. Not too good.
I'm gonna ask for the non-head crack portion. Can I?
Well,
can I? Is this a la carte?
Lower back.
Yeah,
but I feel like it gives you like some relief.
There's different sections of the spine. I learned so much. Do you want to know the test?
Yes.
I would like for you both to do the test.
How do we do it?
So one of the tests that they had me do was walk on my, looking for pain and looking for what's going on, right? So I had to walk on my tiptoes, and I had to walk, you know, 5 feet or something. It wasn't very, and I was getting no pain. Okay. So then he said, all right, I'm going to need you to walk on your heels. I couldn't do it. Like my left was fine. My right, first of all,
how do you do that?
I felt like a baby duckling trying to walk. They said, walk on your heels. And my right one, I don't know if it's because of the nerves or anything else. I couldn't do it. My right one just kept flopping down on the ground. He's like, yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was
you look like a baby duck doing it.
That was very awesome.
He said, walk on your heels. I was like, I don't think I can. I can, and I'm walking. Like, I can't even do it now. My left one was fine. He stays up. Like, try to. When's the last time you've walked on your heels? I felt like an absolute. And you're fine? Yeah, see?
That is. It doesn't hurt or anything. It just feels real awkward. Why is Stevie so smooth?
You are.
Why is that?
I don't like that. It must be a T County thing.
Walking on your heels?
It must be because you are exceptional.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So I failed that. I go back Friday, and
do you have to take
if he
that
starts
test
talking
again?
To me and say, "Yeah, so what's your favorite song?" And my head heads in those hands. I am out of that room.
Yeah, you. It is
okay. Well, thanks for
I
that.
I feel
Jen.
Like I shouldn't have told you.
Yep. It's all right.
Real appreciate sorry about it. That. No, okay.
Good luck with your Trump 2 week questions now. 7:35. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show, getting closer and closer to your first boarding pass of the day. That's happening at 9:22. Your chance to get out of here, win a 4-day, 3-night all-inclusive stay to a Sandals or Beaches resort plus round-trip airfare on Flight 102 to Jamaica. Oh, it's going to be a great trip. In the meantime, we're stuck in this crap weather, so it's a What You're Watching Wednesday. I don't know how else to put it.
There's so much to watch right now, whether it's shows, whether it's movies, whether it's series, documentaries, and we have a ton of new things we need to get to.
We do. This is the best list. I mean, you tell your besties or friends or whatever what you're watching, right? You see a show that you love, you tell all of your friends. That's what You're Watching Wednesday is all about. So we have, as Jen mentioned, a bajillion shows to get to. If you have one, let us know. Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. We get to these shows next. What You're Watching Wednesday on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I just finished, well, we were talking about shrinking. I just finished The Madison, needed more episodes of that. And then I'm on season 2 of Your Friends and Neighbors. I like that on Apple TV.
Oh, Nate likes that one too. He keeps telling me to watch that one.
That's a good one too.
I
so
forgot.
I'm only a couple episodes in. I think they're dropping weekly. They might be up to episode 6 of the second season. I enjoy it.
I forgot you got mad at The Madison though a couple weeks. Remember you were mad at that because it ended at like
six
episodes and you wanted
enough.
More.
That is not but enough.
I finished shrinking a couple weeks ago. I've watched nothing since. We've just been busy. I mean, baseball games take up a lot of time. A lot of baseball, a lot of rescheduling because of the rain and stuff. So I haven't watched a ton of shows. I am right now, though, in a, not a panic, but I need to know, can I do like a double matinee? Because I really want to see Michael and I really want to see The Devil Wears Prada 2.
You just sneak into the other theater.
Oh my God, I would never do that.
I wouldn't either. That's how you would do a double matinee. I mean, you can't do it.
Do people
the
do
same
that?
Day.
Is that what you do? I don't know. No. That seems lengthy. And then I'm like, well,
that's
when I go to
lengthy.
Like a Saturday matinee and a Sunday, Michael takes priority for me. That's the one I want to see first. Then I want to see Devil Wears Prada 2. But I feel like because we're out of town and stuff, I've missed the boat on these. I need to get there. And then there's, again, baseball gets in the way.
Well, those are the top two movies. And then, I mean, I'd be there for Super Mario. I love Super Mario. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
That
I mean, third?
Low on my list.
Is it low on your list?
Well, it's low on my list only because I want to see the other two so bad. I want to see Michael so bad. And everybody says it's so, so good.
Chrissy has a great point, and I would like to know this. And I understand that I dropped out of Handmaid's Tale, and you're still mad at me for that.
Very.
So the Testaments on Hulu, and Chrissy is a top fan on Facebook. It's post Handmaid's Tale. It focuses on the girls as they are prepping to be commanders' wives. Aunt Lydia and June are also in it.
June is in it? I did not know that.
That's what she says. So I just messaged back, do you like it? Because I am very intrigued with that storyline.
Same.
And she said that I do. It's not as intense as Handmaid, especially those first couple seasons, if you know, you know, or watch or read the book or anything else. But good storyline so far. And then another message saying that it is so good. I'm intrigued with that.
Yeah, I have that on my... First of all, don't you dare watch that.
I will now.
Don't you dare watch that without finishing Handmaid's. How do you?
I'm telling you, when the book stops, it does not
complete the first story.
I know.
You need to complete the first story if you're going to move on to the Testaments.
Are the last few episodes as good as the first few episodes of Handmaids? It's not. It's really not. Those first episodes.
The first season of Handmaids.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, it was very good. But I mean, the show. You got to watch the whole story. The last episode was something like it was like a movie. I feel like it was really long and it was really, really good.
Rank them: Handmaid's Tale, Grey's Anatomy, and Postage Stamps. I'm kidding. But you know what?
I hate you.
Premise of the show. So speaking of shows, there is a show that has a bajillion messages that none of us are on. I can't believe none of us have watched the show. That's next. How are none of us on the show, on our show, watching The Pit?
Everybody's watching The Pit. My parents, every time I see them, did you start watching The Pit yet? They love The Pit. They say it's so good. And we have so many comments saying, watch The Pit.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have so many comments mentioning it. Pete got in. He mentions that The Pit is just a great show. And I think they're on season two. Is that the one that's hour by hour? Like an episode is an hour?
Yes. Do you know why it's called The Pit?
I don't know if you know or it's going to be a joke, but I want to hear.
I do know.
Oh, why? Yeah, tell me.
I do know because I watched like 30 minutes of it and never went back to it. I didn't.
Oh, so you hated the show.
Never went back to it. I thought it was called The Pit because on Grey's Anatomy, they say, oh, you're in the pit today. It's like the emergency room, like the pit is what they call it.
Is the surgery room called that? No? Why is it called The Pit?
It's called The Pit because it's in Pittsburgh.
Not watching it.
I knew you would.
Is it really?
I knew you didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't care about the show
now.
Don't care.
It's called The Pit. It's in Pittsburgh.
How are we getting these messages from Clevelanders watching The Pit?
Yeah. That's why it's called The Pit.
Probably because it's great. It probably is great. Yeah. I got to let that go. Anybody?
You wouldn't like that.
That just.
I know.
That was like this helium balloon deflating.
Sorry.
I cannot believe that's the case.
I was stunned when I learned it on the first episode. I'm like, oh, it's about Pittsburgh.
You know what? This might be the last what you're watching Wednesday.
Sorry.
I bet everybody says it's great.
Yeah.
All right. So what you're watching Wednesday. This show does not recommend The Pit. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Field Good Favorites. Even Jen tuned out.
False.
After 30 minutes.
Listen, you have talked about The Pit every time we do a What You Watch on Wednesday, we talk about The Pit because so many Jen and Tim Show listeners say how good The Pit is. It won a bunch of awards this year. It's so great. And I realized today, and I can't believe it took me this long to tell you because I didn't know until I watched that little bit of the first episode. It's called The Pit because it's about Pittsburgh. It's set in Pittsburgh.
I'll watch The Clee. I'll wait for that.
The Clee is not a show. But Stevie said it's like double entendre. It's The Pit also because it's in the emergency room, and it's The Pit because it's Pittsburgh. So a lot of people saying you should still watch.
Taking heat from one Jen, taking heat from another Jen.
Weird.
You need to watch The Pit. It's so good. Get over it, Tim.
Yeah.
No. So I replied, nope. LOL.
Are you going to not watch it now because of that?
Correct.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right, Danielle,
me.
The Pit is awesome. I said, but it's in Pittsburgh.
You won't
say
Pittsburgh.
I know, but you need to give it a chance.
If you listen to the Jen and Tim show and you know anything about Tim Richards, he's serious. Like, you really won't watch it now.
I won't, 100%
he will
watch
not
that.
Watch it because of that. I shouldn't have told you. What if I didn't tell you, you watched the first episode and realized it, and you realize it pretty quick that they're in Pittsburgh. Would you have turned it off?
Immediately. My eyes! Is that dramatic enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.